Walter Rivera was one of my better ones on the day.
McGuire looking for it all. Throws, caught! Touchdown! Raiders!
He runs great routes, and, you know, I trust him a lot in his decision-making, his route running. And, you know, I gave him an opportunity for it, and I knew he was going to be there, and he was.
Yeah, he liked that touchdown pass to Michael Rivera. You waited a little bit for that linebacker to clear, and he hit him in the end zone for a touchdown. Matt McGloin, we are thrilled to have make his debut on the Silver and Black Show. You've shaved since we saw you Sunday night, so obviously you're not superstitious.
No, not too superstitious. To be honest with you, the chin strap was irritating a little bit, so you know, it had to come off.
Tell me about the touchdown pass to Michael Rivera. First and 20, and you wait for the linebacker 51 Sharpton just to clear out, and you're laying back there. You had to wait like a half a beat before you let it go.
That's that's one of those plays where, you know, you rep it all week. You've been repping for a few weeks now, and you're just waiting for the right coverage to run it against. And, you know, we thought this was a team that we might have the opportunity to get that against. And, you know, I just kind of had that thought of, you know, getting it to Mike on that play for a few days. And, you know, fortunately for us, it was right coverage, right play, right time. And, you know, I trusted that Mike was going to be there, and he made a great play.
Yeah, that was one of your favorites. You had so many good throws in the game. The one that I liked the most was the third down to Marcel Reese earlier in that drive. There was a stack formation behind the receiver, and you got it matched up with the linebacker, and you fit this ball in here. It's on time, and it's well placed. That was a heck of a throw.
You know, Marcel is a great athlete. We use him for a lot of different things, and again, he's another guy you can trust. He runs a lot of good routes, works very hard, and that's a route we worked hard at for a long time, perfecting, and he did a good job with that route, and he made a great play.
All right, after the game, you go out and you do the interview with CBS TV, and you go back in the locker room, and the guys are all waiting on you, and they're there, and they're pretty excited for you. What was that moment like to come back in there after winning a game like that on the road?
You know, that's something that it doesn't happen too often, right there, a moment like that. It was an exciting locker room. It's, you know, I haven't seen it like that before, but I think that as long as we keep that feeling, what that was like, in mind, and we use that as motivation, you know, that's that'll be a big thing for us, because that's, you know, a locker room like that is definitely something good to see.
All right, your story into the NFL is captivating. You were not even invited to the combine. 16 quarterbacks were, and you were not, and you wrote the letter and the video and everything. Why do you think it was that? Was it simply your size that people do? Because you had a good career for Bill O'Brien at Penn State. Why was it the NFL people didn't recognize your ability?
It's something I've kind of been battling. Since high school, you know, I didn't receive a, you know, big time 1A offer either. I'd walk on at Penn State and earn my way, and, you know, wasn't invited to the combine. You know, really didn't get a lot of calls after the draft either. And, you know, I'm still scratching my head at it, still don't understand why. But, I mean, at the same time, it's made me who I am today, and, you know, I wouldn't have it any other way.
Great motivation, huh?
Absolutely, and it's motivation. You know, I don't necessarily consider it a chip or anything like that. It's, I guess, it's the feeling you get that, hey, you know, maybe these guys don't want you here. So it's kind of, you know, you got to prove your way each and every day, and you fight to stay where you're at, and understand that you constantly have to get better, because, you know, there could be somebody, you know, like myself, who's just itching for a chance to get there. If you don't perform in this business, they're going to give somebody else an opportunity, and, you know, you don't know how long, you know, whether you're going to play 1 year or you're going to play 10 years. You really don't know at the end of the day. So, you know, each day is very important.
The Raider Nation obviously saw your performance on the road wearing the white jersey. But on Sunday, you're going to walk into that stadium wearing the black and be the starting quarterback. What's that going to feel like to be their starting quarterback?
I'm excited about it. You know, ever since, I stepped foot on the field against Dallas in the first preseason game, it's unlike anything else. You know, I've been very fortunate playing at Penn State, you know, now to play in Oakland in front of an amazing crowd as well, a tremendous atmosphere. The fans are so supportive. It's going to be a special moment. I'm looking forward to it.
Tell me about this Tennessee defense. Wade Phillips didn't blitz you a lot until later in the game Sunday in Houston. Jerry Gray is the coordinator, but he's assisted by Greg Williams, who likes to blitz. Do you anticipate a lot of pressure on Sunday?
We've definitely been doing our film work and, been watching a lot of their games, and we definitely understand their history there and what they've done so far. You know, they've lost a lot of close games this year, so their record kind of, you know, really doesn't show what type of team they truly are.
And Mike Munchak, their head coach, is from Scranton. Did you know about his great career, Hall of Fame left guard?
You know, of course. People still talk about, you know, Coach Munchak back home, you know, to this day. You know, he's a tremendous player. He's a tremendous coach. And, You know, I've been getting a lot of calls from back home, you know, talking about it, calling it the Scranton Bowl and things like that. So it's exciting, you know, anytime you see somebody from your hometown and you know, now to be playing against them, it's, you know, it's pretty exciting.
I called you earlier in the show the Scranton Scrapper. Do you like that? Should we use that as a nickname?
You know, no? I don't like it.
Okay.
I don't, you know, consider myself.
It wasn't my idea. It was Plunkett's idea.
Yeah, I don't consider myself a scrapper. But I have been called that before. But, you know, if you, you know, I mean, that's you guys. If you guys like to use that stuff,
no,
and go
right.
ahead.
It just kind of rolls off the tongue.
Exactly. It does sound pretty good.
But if you don't like it, we won't use it.
It's
just
fine.
Keep throwing three touchdowns every week, man.
All right.
Thanks for your time. Congratulations. Have a good game on Sunday against the Tennessee Titans. When we come back, Jim Plunkett will rejoin me, and we'll get you ready for the Raiders and the Titans on Sunday on the Silver and Black Show. And he's the kind of guy that can slip out of a tackle and take it a long way.
You know, he's already rushed for 632 yards or so this season, so he's having a pretty good year, not a great year. But he can be very explosive. He can go the distance on any given play, so you got to be very careful and not let that happen.